福音五章十一到十二节，请听我来读出。人若因我辱骂你们，迫害你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，要欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是很多的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样迫害他们。今天呢，很高兴我们有一位新的讲员，Ewan Cameron。咁我喺度咧，首先簡單嘅嚟到介紹一下佢嚇。喺90年代中咧嚇，咁阿 Ewan 咧係曾經喺紐西蘭北島嚇一個嘅小鎮啊，呢個小鎮咧係距離 Hamilton 以南大約半個鐘頭嘅車程啊，叫做 Tiawamutu 啊，我唔知有冇讀錯啦嚇。咁咧佢喺嗰度咧牧養一間嘅教會，後來咧，佢又去咗英國倫敦啊，呢個工作同埋生活咗15年，其中有8年嘅時間咧，佢喺當地一間嘅教會嚟到去服侍。咁佢有4個嘅女同埋咧5個孫。大約喺2年前咧，佢就喺一個叫做敞開的門啊 （Open Doors） 一個機構度服侍。咁呢個機構咧，主要是去支援那些受壓迫和受歧視的基督徒。這個機構的工作是遍及世界60多個國家。Ewan 今天的正道和我們分享的題目是受迫害的人有福了。Steven 弟兄會為我們做翻譯，請 Ewan 和 Steven。
Great, thank you, Lewis, for that introduction.
多謝主席剛才的介紹。
Good morning.
大家早晨。
It's great to be with you here this morning, and thank you for inviting me.
今天開心地和大家一起，多謝大家的邀請。
As Lewis said, my name is Ewan, and I'm on the team at Open Doors here in New Zealand.
剛才主席都介紹過啦，咁我今日咧係喺呢個躺喺啲門咧紐西蘭嘅支部咧當進去做侍奉嘅。
I have four daughters。
佢有4個女兒啦。
Please pray for me。
要為佢祈禱啊。
And 5 grandchildren。
咁我有5個嘅孫兒。
Has anyone here got grandchildren？
有幾多個係有孫嘅？舉手啊。
Oh, quite a few。
都有好幾個。
They're great. They're a real blessing in my life.
有孫真係好開心嘅，喺我嘅生命當中咧係好蒙祝福。
I have a favourite grandson. I know you're not supposed to have favourites, but I have one.
雖然我哋唔應該係特別嘅偏愛啊，咁但係咧我有一個孫仔咧，我特別真係好中意佢嘅。
His name is Xander, and he's 3 years old.
咁佢嘅名叫Xander 啦，咁啊3歲嘅。
I took him to the park the other day and we spent a bit of time on the swings and just sorting out, you know, the affairs of the world.
咁啊，我記得好早幾個禮拜咧，就同佢去打千秋。咁啊，當中咧都係即係一路喺度同佢過一啲嘅時間，好開心嘅。
And when we came home, I noticed a smell.
咁咧，當我同佢翻屋企嘅時候咧，發覺有陣味。
And so when I got home, I did what any great grandparent would do. I gave him straight back to his mother.
咁就係當我哋翻到去咧屋企嘅時候咧，就每一個作為公公婆婆、爺爺嫲嫲嘅話咧，就應該第一時間咧將個孫咧交翻俾阿媽搞掂佢。
My nappy day changing days are over.
我已經唔再要做換片呢一個嘅工作啦。
We live in a rapidly changing world, don't we?
今天我們會在一個是慢變變得很快的一個世界裡面。
I don't know whether you've noticed, but over the last couple of years we've had COVID, we've had the aftermath of COVID.
大家會知道過往幾年我們有這個疫情，現在過了疫情之後也有疫情過後的一些的後遺症。
We've had earthquakes in Turkey and Syria.
年初我們在土耳其和敘利亞當中有大地震。
We've had We've got a senseless war going on at the moment in the Ukraine.
咁喺烏克蘭一個係完全好荒謬嘅一個戰爭啦。
And a little over 2 months ago, we had a cyclone come through New Zealand, which has devastated a lot of families on the east coast.
咁喺兩個月前，紐西蘭亦都係受到呢個颱風嘅影響啦。咁當中喺我哋嘅北部嘅東岸咧，亦都係災情甚重嘅。
So there's a lot been happening in our world recently.
所以近排我哋嘅呢個嘅世界當中係好動盪。
A lot of change.
有好多嘅改變。
But you know.The one thing that I love about our God is that He never changes.
但我哋一个最宝贵嘅一个应许就系话，我哋嘅神系永远不变。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
无论系昨日、今日或者系将来，我哋嘅神都系不变嘅。
He's still on the throne.
佢仍然系坐着为王。
He's still faithful.
佢仍然系有忠心嘅。
And that's why we're here this morning.
所以今日我同你都喺呢一度当中。
To worship Him.Praise Him, to pray to Him.
来到敬拜祂，是向祂向祂祷告，同埋向祂歌颂。
So be encouraged.
所以当中我同你都系得鼓励。
Okay, how many here have heard of Open Doors? Put your hand up if you know who we are and what we do.
想问一问有几多个人知道敞开的门是咩个组织呢？舉舉手。
I've got a few non-believers out there. There's only a few believers. Put their hand up.
咁只係得幾個係信㗎，其他嗰啲都係唔係太清楚。
Okay, we are first and foremost a Christian charity.
敞開的門係一個基督教嘅慈善團體。
And our mandate is to serve the persecuted church.
而我哋嘅宗旨就係要去服侍一啲係受逼迫嘅教會。
And we do that by raising awareness, like I am here this morning.
咁我哋当中嘅途径咧，就系去让更加多人嚟认识呢个机构啦。
By raising financial support.
当中嚟就系去筹募经费啦。
And last but not least, prayer.
咁而最后嘅更加系重要嘅咧，就系祷告嘅支持。
Open Doors mission statement is to help people follow Jesus all over the world, no matter the cost.
敞开的门的这个的使命的宗旨就是我们是去无论世界去到哪个角落我们都要去无论付出的几大的代价都要当中来去支援一些受逼迫的教会。
Open Doors began 68 years ago when a new Christian by the name of Brother Andrew was called by God to smuggle Bibles into Eastern Europe.
咁这个组织的起源是68年前咁係起源喺歐洲荷蘭有一個Andrew 弟兄佢嚟到係一個新嘅信徒嚟到係去開始嘅。
And he did that in a blue Volkswagen.
佢當其時呢係有一部係藍色嘅福士車。
And back in those days, in 1955, all the countries that he went to were communists.And he has some miraculous stories of how God protected him during going through the security checkpoints.
在1955年的时候这个Andrew 弟兄呢他当时就是用这部车来偷运圣经去到东欧所有的这个国家里面。
So Open Doors started with one man's obedience to God's calling.
那这个组织的起源就是因为一个信徒听了神的呼召而他作出一个实际的回应。
Now sadly, Brother Andrew passed away last year in October at the ripe old age of 94.
这个弟兄呢在去年呢就是94岁的时候呢就来到去过身了。
But what a legacy he has left behind.
但他真的当中是遗留了一个很漂亮很重要的一个遗产。
Today, Open Doors is represented in the 70 most dangerous countries in the world to be a Christian.
今日敞开的门的这个组织呢在世界各国里面超过70个最危险的国家里面来到去支援一些教会。
We help with practical needs, food, shelter, and medicine.
当中是为一些实际的支援譬如是医疗或者是住宿等等的一些实际的支援。
We supply Bibles and other Christian literature.
咁同埋当中亦都系去帮佢哋嚟，都系去运送圣经啦，或者其他一啲嘅书籍。
We train pastors and church leaders.
咁啊，當中亦都係去培訓當地一啲嘅教會嘅領袖啦，或者係一啲嘅教牧。
We run discipleship courses, provide trauma therapy, and we pray.
咁同埋當中係會嚟到係去幫佢哋做查經啦、門訓啦、祈禱啦，同埋一啲係創傷後遺嘅一啲嘅醫治嘅工作。
And we don't go into these countries with all guns blazing.
我哋唔係話好堂而皇之嘅，係對去到呢一啲嘅國家入邊。
Thinking that we've got all the answers, because quite frankly, we don't.
以為我們是滿肚子都有計劃或者很多有答案，其實我們一點都沒有。
We partner with local teams on the ground who tell us where and what the needs are.
我們只是配合在當地一些的本身的已經做的一些的教會或者一些的弟兄姊妹，看他們有什麼的需要來幫他們作出的適合的配套。
But can you put the next slide up, please, the map? Thank you.
跟住我而家睇到係有高影片咧，有呢個世界嘅地圖。
Every year, Open Doors produces our what we call our World Watch List。
每一年咧，我哋敞開的門嘅機構咧，都會嚟到去列印一個世界需要嚟到去關注嘅一啲嘅國家。
Which is a list of the 50 most dangerous countries in the world to be a Christian。
呢個關注咧就係每一年關注。最危险在世界上最危险的50个国家里面的基督徒。
North Korea has been number one for 21 out of the last 22 years.
在过往的22年里面呢，北韩是占在首位21年。
In last year, 2022, Afghanistan was number one.
去年2022年呢，就是阿富汗呢是成为最危险的国家。
Now, if you can read, the countries up there, I know it's hard.
可能比较难睇一啲之字啊。
You'll see that Afghanistan is now number 9 on the list.
咁而家我睇到呢，就阿富汗呢已经跌到去第九位啦。
And people ask, why have they dropped down from number 1 to number 9?
咁有啲人就問啦，咁有啲咩原因令到阿富汗由最危險嘅國家跌到去第九位呢？
And the reason is,
個原因係
there are virtually no Christians left in Afghanistan.
因為喺阿富汗差唔多再冇基督徒存在。
They've either left the country,
佢哋可能係或者係逃亡咗啦，
or they've been martyred.
或者已經是被宰殺先殉道。
You know, there is so much that we can learn from the persecuted church.
我們當中是對受一些受逼迫的教會裡面當中可以有很多很寶貴的功課來學到的。
Their faith is both inspiring and challenging at the same time.
他們的信心對當中是不單止是一個挑戰，更加是一個鼓勵。
So join me on a journey this morning as we discover why Jesus could say in the Beatitudes, blessed are the persecuted.
所以今日让大家同我哋一起嚟到系去好快嘅睇一睇，欣赏下呢个八福入边主耶稣当中讲到受逼迫的人如何有福了。
Can I be totally honest with you this morning?
我让我好坦白嘅同大家嚟到讲。
Yes, great, thank you.Thank you. When I started working for Open Doors, I knew very little. In fact, I knew nothing really about the persecuted church. And I've been a Christian for 32 years.
好坦白講，直至到我去加入呢個敞開的門呢個機構嘅時候咧，我對呢個受逼迫教會呢個嘅概念咧係唔係認識得好多，應該話差唔多等於冇。但係我已經係一個作咗32年嘅基督徒。
For me, and maybe for you as well, the persecuted church was out of sight and therefore out of mind.
对你对我一些受逼迫教会这个的概念，因为我们眼睇不到，就可能已经听而不闻。
Plus, I had no first-hand experience of being persecuted.
更加的是我完全没有第一身的个人的经验去体会怎样是受逼迫的这个经验。
We live in a Western culture where our freedom to worship, to witness, to meet together in church is rarely, if ever, challenged.
我哋喺西方教会，西方嘅地方 ，sorry， 西方嘅国家里边有生活，我哋有完全嘅自由度，无论敬拜、聚会，甚至祈祷，甚至乎好少好少有机会被人受到干预。
The closest I've come to persecution was being laughed at for trying to share the gospel with someone who didn't want to listen, which hurt my pride, but that was about all.
我谂对我最严重嘅经历，都只不过系同人去嚟到传福音，俾人拒绝或者系嘲讽嘅时候，令我嘅尊严受到少少嘅伤害。
But the more testimonies I read, the more video clips I watched of persecuted Christians.
但系当我嚟到系更加多有机会去听唔同嘅人嘅见证，同埋睇好多唔同嘅一啲嘅影带嘅时候
，the more I realized that the persecuted church is alive。
我先知道逼迫嘅教会系活生生嘅。
Not only alive, but it is growing rapidly.
不单止系逼迫嘅教会系存在，更加系不断嘅嚟到系扩散紧。
And that realization really challenged my faith.
当我有呢咁嘅认知嘅时候，当中对我呢个信仰系有咗莫大嘅挑战。
More people are becoming Christians in persecuted countries.Than they are in countries like ours, where we're free to share the gospel, to meet together.
最讽刺嘅就系喺呢啲嘅被逼迫嘅国家入边，呢啲受迫害嘅教会，佢哋系不断嘅增长，不断嘅扩大。相反，我哋喺西方国家存在嘅教会或者系基督徒就越来越少，甚至乎没落。
Shouldn't it be the other way round?
乜唔应该系本末倒置咗咩
？Shouldn't the church be growing in the Western world far quicker than what it is？
乜唔系应该喺西方国家嘅教会更加有大嘅增长，而相对喺一啲被逼迫嘅国家入边，应该嚟到式微嘅咩
？Today, one in seven Christians are being persecuted globally.
喺整个世界入边嚟讲，今日每七个基督徒就有一个受逼迫。
To put a number on that, that's over 300 million believers are suffering for their faith in Jesus Christ.
或者应该系冇翻译错嘅，应该有超过3000万个嘅基督徒喺全世界入边嚟讲系受紧逼迫。
In North Korea, for example, there are an estimated 300,000 believers.
喺粗略嘅估计咧，喺北韩入边系有300,000个基督徒。
80,000 of those are in prison or concentration camps.
而80,000个当中咧，系被收监或者喺集中营嗰度。
That's one in four.
咁即系话，换句话讲，即系大概系超过四分一日嘅基督徒咧，系被收监。
I wonder how keen we would have been to become Christians.
我就都会问一问，假如你知道呢个嘅机会，呢个咁嘅划言率嘅时候，你又会唔会愿意作为一个基督徒咧？
If there was a 25% chance of ending up in prison for your faith,
就是因为为着我们的信仰，我们有25%的机会是会被收监。
Here's a recent quote from a North Korean Christian.
这个我想跟大家讲一讲，就是有一个北韩的基督徒他所讲的说话。
When three of us are meeting,
当我们三个人聚在一起的时候呢，
One of us is a spy and will report to the government.
其中一个就会是间谍，跟着就会向政府来到去告密。
So my question is this, should persecution be a surprise to us?
咁所以问一问大家，咁你觉得被逼迫受迫害仲系咪咁即出奇呢？
And the answer is an emphatic no.
个答案系好肯定，就系话系唔系嘅。
Persecution is 100% biblical.
因为受迫害在圣经里面很明确，100%来到记载到是真有其事。
There are stories of persecution running right through this book from Genesis to Revelation.
由创世纪到启示录里面，圣经都是明确记载到受迫害。
In fact, the early church grew on the back of persecution.
甚至乎初期的教会之所以来到去增长，就是因为受逼迫。
You remember the early church in Jerusalem, once they suffered persecution, They moved out into other countries and they spread the gospel.
仲记得嘅话就系耶路撒冷最初嘅教会，因为受逼迫嘅时候，所有人嚟到逃亡，就去到唔同嘅地方，继续将呢个嘅福音嚟传开。
So persecution should not come as a surprise to us.
所以对我同你受逼迫唔应该做一个好突然其来嘅一个消息。
Jesus himself said in John 15.
主耶稣亲自喺约福音十五章咁话。
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. Not they might or they could, but they will.
他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。
And the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
在提摩太后书，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也要都受逼迫。
And we know that Paul experienced persecution on all levels and was finally martyred in Rome.
我哋都知道保罗当中系受咗好多好大嘅逼迫，而最终咧喺罗马嚟到殉道。
But persecution is not just something that happened in the past.
呢个逼迫并唔系只喺历史上先至会发生。
The fact is, it is alive and kicking in our world today.
而喺我哋今日而活喺呢个世界入边，系活生生喺度发生紧嘅。
I want us to look at a modern day example of persecution.
我想大家你哋去分享睇一睇今日呢个现代受逼迫嘅情况系点样。
So, we're going to watch a short video now, and this is Helen's story, so I'm going to let her tell it.
有一段系好短嘅短片，嚟同大家嚟分享，你睇一睇呢个系 Helen 姊妹佢自己嘅经历。
It's Helen. I'm safe now. Who can preach the gospel? The answer is simple. Anyone who is not afraid to die. I was in that shipping container for 32 months. In the heat of desert day, the walls would burn our skin. In the night,We shook from the cold. I remember the story of Paul and Silas. Like them, I began to sing. The guards tried to stop me, but I keep singing and keep preaching the good news to anyone who would listen. They tried everything.They torture me with a tool meant to kill. Their goal was for me to deny my faith. Stop saying Jesus. All I could answer was, I cannot. I accept him unto death. But your prayers carried me through. I would tell the other prisoners,People are praying for us. I can feel it. The name of Jesus is medicine, and the world desperately needs it. Our brothers and sisters are still in prison. While we eat, they have no food. While we are free, they are in chains. We can do more.Keep on praying. Keep on supporting. keep on singing. Your sister in Christ, Helen.
That video many times, but it never fails to move me.
我虽然睇过呢个短片好多次，但系每一次我都仲系有好感动。
What Helen didn't tell you in the video was that when she was arrested, she had an 8-year-old daughter.
Helen 姊妹喺呢个影片入边冇同大家交代嘅，当佢被逮捕嘅时候咧，佢有个8岁嘅女儿。
So.She never saw her daughter for nearly 3 years while she was locked in that container.
当佢被收监喺呢个货柜入边嘅时候咧，佢差唔多系3年冇见过佢个女。
If you have your Bibles, open with me to Matthew chapter 5.
如果你有圣经嘅话，可以打开圣经马太福音第五章。
And we're going to read two verses, verses 11 and 12.
我们会读两节的圣经，第11节和第12节。
This is Jesus speaking, and this is the Sermon on the Mount.
这个是 在山上补训，主耶稣亲自的来到去训话。
And he says this, Blessed are you when people mock you, and persecute you, and lie about you, and say all sorts of things about you,Because you are my followers.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Verse number 12. Be happy about that. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
These are two very powerful and challenging verses.
这两节的圣经当中是满有能力和向我们一个很有挑战。
How can we be blessed and happy in the midst of persecution?
有什么可能我们被逼迫当中的时候还会满有喜乐呢和有平安？
With all due respect, I can't answer that question.
我真係冇辦法嚟點樣嚟答。
But I know someone who can.
但係知道邊個可以答。
So I'm going to ask Helen, who was in the container that could not contain her, to help us understand.
所以我哋讓 Helen 姊妹被收禁咗喺呢個嘅貨櫃入面超過三年，差唔多3年嘅時間，能夠點樣同我哋嚟去做出俾咗呢個答案呢
？But first, let me.Define the word blessed for you here, because it's important we understand what Jesus is talking about.
又或者先让我来到同大家来定义点样为之是得福呢
Jesus used the term blessed in the Beatitudes to describe the inner quality of well-being and prosperity.
主耶稣在八福里面当中讲到我们有福是在我们的内心的心堂里面能够是有这个的安逸
A deep joy-filled contentment that cannot be shaken by poverty, grief, famine, persecution, war, or any other trial or tragedy we may face in life.
在我们的内心深处里面是有这个的平安喜乐，无论我们受的是痛苦，或者是战祸，或者是其中的虐待。
We often think of blessing as being something that's outward.
很多时当我们讲到是蒙福的时候都是讲到一些是外在或者是外向的。
Like God bless me financially.
或者神来到去祝福我让我的经济上有好处。
Or he bless me relationally.
又或者在我的人际关系当中能够蒙福。
But this isn't an outward blessing. This is an inner blessing.
但是在八福里面所讲到这个福气并不是向外向而是内向的。
A deep, joy-filled contentment.
是一个深层一个是安逸满足的感觉。
So how did Helen survive 32 months imprisoned in a shipping container and being tortured?
咁我哋去諗下究竟 Helen 姊妹點樣可以喺被關喺呢個貨櫃入面32個月當中仍然可以嚟到去度過甚至乎嚟到去敬拜呢？
How did she come through that with her faith intact?
佢點樣可能係過咗呢段時間嘅時候仲係滿有呢個信心呢？
Not only intact, but stronger for what she'd been through.
不单只是他没有放弃他这个的信仰，他更加是刚强壮胆，更加的有能力。
What kept her going? What kept her singing her way to freedom?
有些什么来到驱动他，使到他更加可以在收监里面仍然在歌颂赞美神呢？
And the answer is, she experienced the blessing.
个答案就是因为他亲自经历过这个福气。
She experienced that deep, joy-filled contentment that couldn't be shaken no matter what was thrown at her.
她亲自的经历过这个是有福这个的经验，无论是怎样来到身心灵受到她的虐待。
Remember, during this time she preached the gospel, there were 19 other people with her in that container.
大家要知道，当她关在这个货柜里面的时候，还有其余19个人在这个货柜里面。佢當中係同佢哋去傳福音。
She sang, she worshipped, she prayed, she persevered.
佢當中嚟到係去歌頌、讚美、祈禱。
She couldn't do that in her own strength.
佢當中嘅忍耐唔可以憑佢自己嘅能力嚟到去過。
It had to come from a blessed assurance that's only available through a deep anchored faith in Jesus Christ and in the power.
他这个有福的确据只可以是当中是建基于神主耶稣他这个的信心里面。
Helen is an inspiration to my faith, but she also challenges my faith.
Helen 不单止来到当中是让我能够在对这个信仰里面有这个鼓舞，更加来挑战我这个信仰。
You and I have the same blessing that Helen has.
你和我今天都有这个福气。
But are we outworking it the way that she did?
咁但系我哋系咪当中好似 Helen 咁嚟都系去实践我哋一个福气咧
？That's the challenge. There's a boldness to her faith, even in the face of persecution, that I have yet to experience. I'm just being honest.
好坦白讲 ，Helen 呢个咁放胆嘅挑战，佢嚟都系去捍卫佢呢个信仰嘅时候。我自己都覺得有啲汗顏，未甚至未經歷過。
Now, don't get me wrong, I have no desire to be locked in a shipping container for 32 months, or to be tortured.
唔好誤會，我真係唔想有機會俾人鎖喺一個貨櫃入面32個月，仲要係俾人虐待。
But I've often wondered what my response would be if something like that happened to me.
但有時我靜落嚟都會諗一諗，假如呢啲事發生我身上嘅時候，我又會點樣回應呢？
Would my response be the same as Helen's?
我嘅回應會唔會好似 Helen 姊妹嘅回應一樣呢？
Would your response be the same as Helen's?
又或者你嘅回應又會唔會好似 Helen 姊妹一樣？
Jesus said, if you want to follow me, there's a cost involved.
主耶穌講過你要跟随我的时候是要付代价的。
Have we counted the cost?
我们有没有数算过我们的代价呢？
I want to share a final story about a married couple who did count the cost.
最后在结束之前呢，跟大家再分享另一个故事，就是讲到一对的夫妇，他们当中真的有数算他这个代价。
Their names are Arab and Neela, and they're from India.
他们的名字是 Arab and Neela, 他们是在印度的。
Arab had been part of an extremist group and had been imprisoned for violent crimes.
Arab 这个丈夫呢，他当时是在印度一些激进的分子当中来被逮捕跟着收监的。
But Arab began seeking God while he was in prison.
但是当他在监狱里面的时候呢，Arab 嚟就系佢当中去寻求神。
And through a chain of events, he became a Christian.
咁而喺收监嘅过程入面当中，佢成为咗一个基督徒。
In fact, he became such a strong Christian that when he got out, he went back to his local village and started preaching the gospel.
他不单止成为一个基督徒，他对信仰这个坚毅，他回到当他被释放的时候，放监之后，他回到他村落，他不断地传福音。
Now, when he was a criminal, no one would challenge him.
当大家记得，当他是激进分子的时候，在村落里面，没有人想来接触他。
But once they knew he had accepted Christ, the entire village turned against him.
但是当整条村落的人，每个人知道他成为基督徒之后，大家就开始追杀他。
He was badly beaten, chased out of his house with his wife and four small children.
他当时是不断的是被人去恐吓，甚至是虐待去追打，甚至赶出了他一家人和他太太和四个好幼童来赶出他们家。
And that's when open doors became involved.
咁当其实就是在这个时刻里面，躺在的门这个机构里面，当中来跟他们有接触。
Our partners met with Arab and said to him, why don't you leave this place?
咁我哋躺喺的门嘅我哋嘅支援嘅拍档喺当地呢，就会去问 Arif 话点解有啲咩可以帮你或者离开呢个国家，离开呢个地方呢。
This was his reply.
跟住 Arif 就咁样回应。
Brother, God has called me to this place.
弟兄啊，神呼召咗我返到呢个地方。
Even if I die, I will go and meet Jesus.
就算我死在这里，我只会去见耶稣。
And that is exactly what happened.
这个就是正正将要发生的事。
In 2020, Arab was martyred and went to be with the Lord.
在2020年的时候， Arab 就是为此为主耶稣基督殉道，跟着已经去见主面。
But the story doesn't end there.
但故事并不是就这样完了。
Arab was killed by members of the extremist group that he was once part of.
Arab 当时去谋杀他的那些人呢，是他以前参与的激进分子。
Open Doors partners went to meet with Arab's wife, Mila.
而躺开的门的支援队就去慰问他太太 Ella.
She came in with her four children. She was smiling.And not looking at all afraid.
当时他们还记得很清楚， Lila 和他四个的仔女还是笑着的来去见他们。
Our partners asked her, do you want to go and live somewhere else?
那我们支援队再问一问他，你想不想我们帮你撤退去搬到另一个地方？
In other words, they offered to relocate her and her children.
即是他们愿意来到去经济上支持他们，帮他们来去搬离这个地方。
This was her reply.
这个跟着是他的答案。
I will continue the work that my husband and I started.
我会去继续完成我和我先生所开始的这个事工。
If they want to kill me, they can come and kill me.
如果他们想杀我的话，随时可以过来杀我。
I don't bother about being killed.
我完全不介意他们来杀我。
I'm bothered about the souls that God has given us in this village.
我只是很介意就是神给我这个托付在这个村落未得救的灵魂。
That's what I call putting a stake in the ground.
这个就是我所谓标杆立影的一些经历。
It's an example of fearless faith.
这个是一个是完全没有畏惧的信仰。
I wonder what we're bothered about today.
我都想问一问，究竟有啲乜嘢会嚟到系困扰我哋咧
？Like Neela, are we bothered about the people in our community, in our neighbourhood, in our schools, in our workplaces that don't yet know Christ?
我哋有冇好似 Neela 呢个咁嘅？体验或者这个的盼望去关心关注我们周遭的社区，我们的邻舍，无论是工作或者我们读书的当中。
Arab and Neela are prime examples of Christians who didn't shrink back in the face of persecution.
Arab 和 Neela 就是 很典型的基督徒，不会因为在被逼迫被畏惧的时间 当中来退缩。
I don't know about you, but there's a boldness to their faith that I really experience, but I want.
唔知道大家有冇留意到呢一个好放胆嘅信仰嘅呢个经历？我自己仲未经历过，但系我真系好想问一问自己，会唔会可以体会得到
？And the question is, what am I going to do about it？
个问题就系我会做啲咩咧
？Or maybe a better one is how much does Jesus really mean to me？
又或者再问一问。究竟主耶稣对你有几重要呢
？Am I all in for him？
我系咪将全然嘅嚟到系去献上，为咗主耶稣基督嘅缘故呢
？Am I walking out my faith in a way that makes a difference to the people in my world？
又或者我每日所过嘅生活系咪会真系会影响对我哋周遭嘅人有一个分别呢？
Do they even know that I'm a Christian?
又或者他们知不知道我已经是一个基督徒了
？Am I a soul winner like Nila?
我是不是好像 Nila 咁嚟到去拯救别人的灵魂呢
？Is my faith eternally focused?
又或者我们的信心、我们的信仰是不是当中为着永恒嚟到去做呢？
Open Doors serves and supports believers like Nila and her family.
敞开的门啊，呢个机构就当中嚟到去支援，好似 Arif 同 Nila 呢啲嘅夫妇一样，佢哋工作。
Who are currently building the church in a hostile environment?
就喺一个好受危险嘅地方面当中嚟建立教会。
Our mission is not to stop persecution. Persecution has always existed, and it always will.
我哋嘅宗旨并唔系要去阻止或者甚至去制止逼迫，因为逼迫永远都会存在。
But we can help, support and partner with Christians who live under persecution.
但系我哋可以嚟到去资助、关注、嚟到去支持受逼迫嘅基督徒。
We can't do everything, but we can all do something.
我哋未必可能凡事都能做。但我哋可以作少少嘅事。
As I said before, one in seven Christians around the world are suffering for their faith in Jesus Christ.
头先讲过喺今日呢个世界入边，每七个基督徒就有一个系受逼迫。
And we can help them.
我哋可以帮到佢哋。
There are two ways to partner with Open Doors.
我哋有两个嘅途径嚟到当中同我哋敞开的门嚟到一齐去合作嘅。
The first one is to pray.
第一样就是祈祷。
We have quarterly prayer guides available. So if you want to see me after the service, I can talk to you about that in the foyer.
咁喺散咗会之后咧，我喺接待处嗰边咧，当中可以同大家分享。如果你系我哋每一季咧，都会系有呢个抬头嘅事项嘅。
Prayer is so important to our ministry.
在我们的工作里面，祈祷是最重要的一个环节。
And the second way you can help the persecuted church is by becoming a monthly giver.
而第二个途径可以来去支持这些受逼迫的教会的地方，就是当中可以透过奉献或者每个月的奉献。
These are our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are family and they need our help.
呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹系我哋主内嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋嘅系有需要我哋嘅帮助，我哋嘅给予。
So come and see me after the service, and I can talk you through that. You may have picked up a card here. There's a QR code on the back, and if you follow that, you'll find all the information that you need. But I'd love to chat with you afterwards if you have any questions.
所以大家在完咗崇拜的时候咧，喺接待处可以同广员当中有啲嘅接触啦，或者分享，同埋入嚟嘅时候咧，应该都系大家手上系已经有一张嘅卡，关于敞开的门呢个嘅机构后边咧系有呢个嘅电脑扫描码咧，咁你哋去体验嘅时候咧，会更加认识呢个机构嘅运作。
And finally, I just want to thank you for letting me share with you this morning.
最后是多谢大家俾我呢个机会嚟到同大家嚟分享。
I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given me.
我好珍惜系呢个机会。
And hopefully you now know a little bit more about Open Doors.
希望藉此咧，系你对呢个逃荒的门嘅机构有更加多嘅认知。
The heart behind our ministry and the people we help.
亦都认识我哋背后我哋嘅动力同埋我哋知嘅资源。
And my prayer is that you've been inspired by the stories that I've shared.
系我嘅祷告，希望。透过今日嘅一啲嘅分享，一啲嘅影片嘅分享嘅时候，你会系受到呢个触动。
And challenge to live out your faith boldly, no matter the cost.
可以嚟到挑战你，嚟放胆活出你嘅信仰，无论个代价有几高。
Remember the words of Helen in the video.
记住 Helen 姊妹喺呢个影片入边嘅多番说话。
The name of Jesus is medicine, and the world desperately needs it.
主耶稣的话就是这个世界的良药，这个世界很紧急需要这样。
Thank you.